晨，好，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们今天啊，我们思想的题目是，正确还是爱？就是你要做正确的事，还是要做爱？啊，要付出爱。
And today our topic is be right or be to love. To love.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文。啊，我们先一起来读路加福音的第二章，我们从第十节读到第十二节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
OK， 路加福音第二章十节起，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。”就是主基督，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。我们再来读约翰福音的一章十四节前半部分，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, send your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh and come to this world.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死且死在十字架上。
Jesus bear the sin of the world and died on the cross.
让一切信靠他的人罪得洁净，罪得赦免。
And all those who trust him, their sin be forgiven and the sin be cleansed.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让一切信靠他的人得到永远的生命。
And thirdly, raised from the dead, and all those who trust him will have the eternal life.
我们感谢神，更是赐下圣灵来到我们每一个得救的人心中。
We thank God that gave us the Holy Spirit come to all those who trust in Jesus.
圣灵借着神的道，借着神的话，让我们能够重生得救。
So the word of God.And the Holy Spirit gave us a new birth.
愿神的话成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，带领我们人生的道路。
May the word of God become lamp of our feet, light of our path, lead our journey of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
圣诞节刚刚过去，我们今天呢，一起来思想主耶稣基督的降生。
And we just passed through Christmas, and again, let's think about the birth of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的降生是非常非常不寻常的。
And the birth of Jesus Christ, of course, is very exceptional.
主耶稣他不是降生在一个王室贵族他没有一个高高的权势地位。
Jesus was not born in a palace and born in a very powerful status.
他也不是降生在一个大祭司的家中，他也没有什么显赫的这个宗教的这个背景。
He also not was born into a bloodstream of like a very strong religious background, like high priest.
当时的以色列人他们一直等候弥赛亚的降临。
At that time, Israelites are waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
然后他们根据旧约圣经的预言，他们描述出一个他们认为正确弥赛亚的样子。
So according to what Old Testament's prophet, and they by their own thinking, they describe what the Messiah would be look like.
当他们看到主耶稣基督的降生，他们发现哇，这跟他们心中所想象的弥赛亚的降生完全不一样的。
So when they thought the birth of Jesus Christ, they thought, well, that's quite different what they have been imagined about the birth of a Messiah.
那么主耶稣他没有降生在一个贵族王室的家中，他也没有权柄，也没有地位，他怎么能够带领我们以色列人，复兴大卫的国，去推翻罗马人的殖民统治呢？
So when they said Jesus was not born in a very strong religious background or political power, and this is how Jesus can actually lead them to revive the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of David.
主耶稣也不是降生在一个大祭司的家中，他怎么能带领我们以色列人去向神献祭、向神敬拜，或者带领我们以色列人信仰上复兴呢？
And Jesus is also not born in a bloodstream of a strong religious background like a high priest. So how can he lead us to worship God and to offer sacrifice to God and lead the revival, spiritual revival?
那甚至别人主耶稣他童年时期成长的地方拿撒勒这个地方在当时以色列人心中那个地方是以色列人跟外邦人混居的名声很不好的一个地方。
And even what the birthplace of Jesus Christ, where he lived, is that actually it's not just lived by Israelites. It's actually Israelite Gentiles, they live together. It's not a very good place in Israel's sight.
所以在当时的以色列人、犹太人心中，耶稣基督的降生完全不像他们所期望的弥赛亚的降生。So
in conclusion, whatever the birth of Jesus Christ is completely out of what they imagined about the birth of Messiah.
都错了，以耶稣降生完全错，完全不符合弥赛亚的降临。So
basically, to them, everything is wrong now.
所以一直到今天，犹太人、以色列人也是这样，仍然不接受耶稣是救世主，是道成肉身的上帝。So
even up to today, Israelites, most of them, still not accept Jesus Christ is the Messiah and is the one to save the Savior.
他们认为从耶稣的降生开始都错了。They
just think from the very beginning and of his birth, everything is wrong.
那么当耶稣在这个世界上的时候，他的很多的言行。 在当时的以色列人、犹太人看，也都是错的。And
not only his birth, and also when Jesus lived on this world, and a lot of his words and action in the sight of Israelites, they think they're wrong too.
耶稣违反安息日的诫命，他在安息日给人医病赶鬼。Jesus
in the Sabbath, he didn't keep the law of the Sabbath. Actually, he healed people and drove demons out of people in the Sabbath day.
耶稣和他的门徒，有些时候他们都是饭前不洗手，这违背犹太人的规条的。And
Jesus and some of his disciples actually didn't wash their hands before they eat. That's completely violated the rule of the Israelites.
那耶稣更是违背犹太人的规条，他去接触那些长大麻风的人。And
of course, Jesus even more offended those rules that he touched the lepers.
耶稣常常的跟一些罪人、罪吏，甚至跟妓女在一起。And
Jesus actually, oftentimes he has raised those tax collector and raised the prostitute.
所以在当时的这些犹太人、以色列人看，这耶稣完全错了嘛？他哪里是一个宗教领袖？哪里是一个政治领袖？他哪里是一个好像一个完美的一个信仰当中信靠神的人？他是错的嘛？So
from Israelite's side view, that at that time all his words and actions completely wrong. It's completely out of what they think should be religious leader, political leader, that type of figure.
那么对于以色列犹太人来说，耶稣。 完全不像一个弥赛亚，最典型的体现是在哪里呢？就是当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，耶稣却不下来。Of
course, the most typical moment that the Israelites think that Jesus completely will not be a Messiah is the moment when Jesus was on the cross, and they thought he can come down off the cross, but Jesus didn't.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下《路加福音》的23章几处经文。
I just read the scripture, record this event, and I just read for you.
百姓站在那里观看，官府也耻笑他，说他救了自己，他若是基督，神所拣选的可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。所以当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，他却不救自己，他说不从十字架上下来，这让当时的以色列人、犹太人看，这完全不是弥赛亚嘛。
So when Jesus on the cross, he did not try to save himself. He didn't walk down from the cross. So for Israelites, he definitely is not Messiah.
所以在当时的以色列人、犹太人眼中，从耶稣的降生到耶稣在地上的许多的言行，甚至一直到耶稣的死。 他们认为全错，全错，不是一个弥赛亚该有的样子。
So basically, in conclusion, in that time, in the Israelites' view, from his birth, his life, and his death, everything is wrong. He's not Messiah.
所以我们从这种耶稣所谓的错误的出生、错误的言行，甚至错误的死亡当中，我们能看到什么呢
？So what we can see from what so-called wrongs of Jesus, the wrong of the birth, wrong of the life, wrong of the death. What we can see from it?
我们看到的是主耶稣对世人的爱。
We see the love of Jesus Christ to the world.
我要拯救这个世界上哪怕最卑微、最渺小的人。耶稣他自己就以最卑微、最渺小的方式降生在这个世界上。
And in order to save the most humble, most insignificant, non-important, person in this world, Jesus Himself come to this world in the most humble way.
要体恤这个世界上哪怕最软弱的罪人，他的痛苦、他的挣扎，耶稣基督凡是跟我们一样，他也受试探。
You are to have the mercy to those most weak person, Jesus like us. He also goes through the temptation.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，为大家读一下。
You can look at the screen. Look at the scripture.
希伯来书四章十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。如果耶稣降生在一个王公贵族的家庭。
If Jesus was born in a palace or in a noble family,
那一个贫穷的人，出生于贫穷家庭的人，就说他跟我有什么关系呢
？And then a person born in a poor family probably would say, "What he has to do with me?"
我的痛苦，我的软弱，我的挣扎，你跟他说，他能理解吗
？Can he actually understand my struggle, my pain, and my suffering?
但是没有人可以跟耶稣讲这样的话。
But no one can say that to Jesus.
耶稣知道。
And Jesus know it.
耶稣理解。
Jesus understand.
甚至耶稣他所承受的羞辱，他所承受的逼迫，他所承受的苦难，超过这个世界上所有的人。
Even more that Jesus actually goes through the suffering and humiliation is surpass all the people on this earth.
一个最根本性的原因，因为他是无罪的。
The most fundamental reason is because he has no sin.
他不应该。承受这些，但是他却承受。
He should not suffer all this, but he did.
那么，尤其是在主耶稣在十字架上的死，更是显明神对我们的爱。
Especially death of Jesus Christ on the cross demonstrate the love of God to us.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读屏幕上的两处圣经经文。
Let's look at the screen, read the screen, scripture together.
我们先来看罗马书的五章八节。一起来读，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。主耶稣从他的出生，从他在这个世界上的言行，一直到主耶稣死在十字架上。
So from Jesus, from his birth, his life, and his death on the cross.
那么在一些以色列人犹太人眼中看错错全错不是弥赛亚
But in some of the Israelites view they are wrong he definitely is not Messiah
但是对于信靠主耶稣基督人来说我们看到是同样的出生同样的言行同样的死在十字架我们看到却是神的爱
But for those who trust Jesus Christ the same birth the same life and the same death on the cross we see the love of God
我想今天我们很多基督徒我们也有同样的困惑我们到底是要做一个别人看我们是对的是正确的还是我们真正的要活出爱
And today probably or some of Christians also have this type of perplex or confused should we live to be right or should we show love should we do love
就是差不多十多年前啊，我刚到 NU 来读神学的时候啊，就是有一天中午呢，我的一个朋友就请我到 NU 旁边的一个餐厅吃饭。
About 20 years ago, when I just came to NU to study, and a friend invited me to a cafeteria to eat.
然后呢，有一个朋友就跟我说：“哎，你到这个地方来吃饭了，你可能会在这里碰到你将来在神学院的同学。”
And he said, well, you come to this cafeteria, you probably will run into your classmate in the theology college.
然后后来我就说，那我哪看得出来呢？这么多年轻人，我哪知道他是神学院的学生还是其他学院的学生呢
？And I said, how would I tell? So many students there. How do I know? Some are from the theology department and some actually from the other department.
后来我那个朋友就说，那很简单呐、啊，你只要看哪一桌子，他们那个食物摆在桌子上面，但他们却不吃，他们在那里彼此争论，那他们就是神学院的学生。
And so it's very simple. If you see a table that people have the food there, but they don't eat, they're arguing with each other, then those must be students for theology.
我说，哎呦，这我无力辩驳这样的话。
And I have nothing to say about it.
Yeah.就是真的就是这样，我们不仅是神学生呐、啊，就是我们基督徒，我们就喜欢跟人家争。
And it's not only for those students for studying theology and even a Christian. A lot of time we like to argue with other people.
啊，那圣经是这样说的，那圣经是这样说的，我是真理，你是异端。
And we say, okay, this Bible said this way, Bible said that way. I am right and you're wrong.
我们甚至传福音的时候，就是跟人家辩论。
And even we try to share the gospel, we argue with people.
啊，所以我们总是要，我们要追求正确，我们要证明正确，我是正确。我们很热衷于做这个事情。
We're very passionate to pursue that we are right.
啊，其实我们看当主耶稣在世上的时候，他身边总有这样的一些人。
And we can see, and when Jesus was on the earth, there's a lot of people like this around here.
有一群人除了耶稣的门徒之外，有一群人总是紧紧地跟随耶稣，他去哪里，这群人就去哪里。他们是谁呢？文士和法利赛人。
And besides these disciples, there's another group of people actually follow Jesus very closely, and they are the Pharisees and the scribes.
然后他们总是在看耶稣，哎，他这句话说的不对，哎，他这个行为不对，哎，他们总是要找到耶稣的错，找到耶稣的把柄，证明自己是对的。
What they follow Jesus is for they try to look at what Jesus done these things, say that word. They want to find something wrong with what Jesus said or what Jesus did to prove they're right.
但是从最后看起来，他们这种努力，哎，似乎成功了。他们似乎是向所有的以色列人，向耶路撒冷全城的人证明，耶稣不是弥赛亚，耶稣是错的。
And it seems their effort is successful because they kind of convinced a lot of Israelites that Jesus is not Messiah.
啊，然后我们也都知道，最后全部的耶路撒冷全城的人，借着罗马人的手，把主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And of course, in the end, we know the whole people and Jerusalem through the hand of Romans and nailed Jesus on the cross.
就是耶稣围绕他的那些文士法利赛人总是找耶稣的把柄，总是找耶稣的错，哎，最后讨厌他们好像还是真的达到他们的目的了。
So yeah, we can see that the Pharisees and scribes try to find the wrong of Jesus Christ and seem they are very successful.
当然了，从我们今天来看，那完全显明他们的邪恶和愚昧，证明耶稣基督确实是全人类的救主，就是道成肉身的上帝。
And of course, from today, what we're seeing here is that what they did is showing their foolishness and their wicked way. And Jesus Christ is the Savior, not only Israelites, but the whole mankind.
所以不是耶稣错，是他们错。
So it's not what Jesus is wrong and they're wrong.
所以当然了，不仅仅是基督徒了，其实世人都是这个样子。我们看上去都喜欢追求正确，都在追求我是对的，你是错的。
So, not only Christian and all the people alike, is that we're also kind of debating. We try to say, I'm right, you're wrong.
无论我们在生活中、在家庭中、在职场上面，我们总是要争我是对，你是错。
In life, at a family, in a working place, and this happens all the time.
有时候我甚至觉得，我身为华人，我甚至觉得我们华人很倾向于这样，因为华人就说，有理走遍天下。
And I think because I'm Chinese, so I thought like our culture is even like more strong than that. We have a saying said, if I have the truth, I can walk everywhere in this world.
啊，就是，这我是对的，我是对的。
basically I'm right.
为什么我们都这么喜欢去追求所谓的正确呢？
Why are we so passionate to pursue so-called right?
因为这给我们一个很虚假的安全感，很虚假的优越感。
Because that actually provides a very false security, sense of security and superiority.
好，大家，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读路加福音的18:9-14.
Let's read the scripture on the screen together.
好，路加福音18:9-14，九节起。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都献上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人更算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。所以在这个法利赛人的祷告当中，我们可以看到什么呢？
So from the prayer of this Pharisees, what we can see?
他心里非常强烈的安全感，是不是？
And he has a very sure security in his heart.
而上帝一定喜欢我。
God has to be like me.
也一定喜欢我。
He like me.
所以他来到神的面前祷告，他心里觉得非常的安全。上帝一定不会冲我发脾气。上帝一定喜欢我。
So when he comes to the presence of God to pray, he is very sure that God will pleased with me.
为什么呢？因为我是对的。
Because I'm right.
因为我是对的。啊，然后呢？他还凸显他的对，他要特别指出别人的错。
And in order to show his right, he has to point other people's wrong.
然后他就指出他身边这个税吏，他是错的。
And so he pointed to the tax collector.
他有非常强烈的安全感。然后他有非常强烈的优越感。
And so we can see he's have a sense of security and also have a sense of superiority.
为什么呢？因为他认为他是对的，我是对的。
Because he thinks he's right.
所以这就是我们都喜欢去追求证明，我是对的，我是对的啊！为什么呢？因为我们要得到这种安全感，要得到这种优越感。
That's what the way we want to prove we're right is we try to pursue this type of sense of security, sense of superiority.
然后最终怎样呢？我们要立自己的义。
And in end, the Bible said, "This is we want to establish our own righteousness."
大家可以看到屏幕的经文，为大家读一下。
And I read the scripture on the screen for you.
罗马书10:2-3，我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。刚才那个祷告的法利赛人，他就是这样的。
And we can see that the Pharisees in the prayer in the temple is like this.
他确实有热心，是不是？他守神的律法，他甚至是奉献，他甚至是禁食，他确实做到这些了。
He does have the zeal for God, like he fasting, he offering, and all those things. He did all those things.
但是他最终想凸显的是他自己，我是对的。我是义，他凸显的是自己。
But what he tried to demonstrate is I'm right, I'm righteous.
所以呢，他把荣耀归给自己。
And he gave the glory to himself.
这就是我们为什么很多人一定要争一个我是对的，你是错的，一定要争呢，一定要争呢，因为我们要有安全感，我们要凸显自己，我们要归荣耀给自己。
And that's why so many times we want to prove our right, because we want a sense of security, we want to show ourselves and give the glory to ourselves.
我们身边呢不缺乏这样的人，很多的时候我们看一下镜子，我们自己就是这样的人。
And of course, there is no lack of this type of person.Be honest, if we look at the mirror at ourselves, ourself is like that.
我们口中的圣经就成了审判别人的工具，而不是医治人灵魂的良药。
And the Bible in our hand become a tool of judging other people instead of a medicine to heal other people.
那有人就会说，那这样的话，那我们就不管对错了。 我们就不讲是非了，我们只要讲爱就好了，只要活出爱就好了，免得你说我要立自己的意，我要归荣耀给自己。
And then sometimes I'll go to the other side in that way, so I just don't point other people's wrong, and so that you will not say I'm trying to form my own righteousness.
那我们来看一处圣经的经文，我给大家读一下。
And I will just read another scripture.
哥林多前书的五章，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。你们孩子自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面教能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无教的面，应当把旧教除去，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。这是使徒保罗呢，就指出当时哥林多教会的一个问题。
And the scripture described that Paul actually pointed out the problem of the church of Corinth at that time.
当时的哥林多教会，他就是不指出那些犯罪人的罪。
And at that time, the church of Corinth is a problem. They do not point out the sin that people committed.
他们看上去，他们就是宽容，就是爱，就是接纳。
And on the surface, it looks like they receive, they tolerate, and they love.
然后他那些不肯认罪悔改，并且持续犯罪的人啊，他们就是宽容，就是接纳，就并不指出他的罪，更不把他赶出去。
So for those who keep committing the sin and keep in the sin, they are just tolerant, they receive, and do not cast them out of the church.
结果保罗当然是圣灵感动保罗了，圣灵感动使徒保罗对这样的事情非常非常的愤怒啊。
But Paul, of course, the Holy Spirit working in Paul is very angry at this type of thing.
就是你们不这样做，你们是骄傲自高啊，你们太骄傲太自大了。
And Paul said, well, you guys don't do this because you guys are too proud.
保罗甚至把这样的事情，就是你们不把这个罪人啊，不让他认罪悔改，不暂时让他离开啊，甚至与主耶稣被杀献祭相提并论，这是多么重要的一件事情啊。
And Paul actually relate this particular thing, or that they didn't rebuke those point the sin and making them abstain from the church activities, and two, actually this offering of Jesus Christ as the same thing. It seems like shows how important that thing is.
就你们一定要把这一点点不洁净的东西一定要除出去啊，因为耶稣都已经牺牲他自己献祭了呀。
And basically, Paul is it's pursuing them, said, hey, Jesus, you have to clean them, even that little bit east, you have to clean that because Jesus Christ has been sacrificed.
我们特别注意啊，就是当时哥林多教会，他们这种宽容罪、包容罪、不指出人的罪，保罗说他们是什么？自高自大。
And we especially want to pay attention that Paul pointed out this, their practice, do not point out the people, and he said, you are actually puffed up.
我们想一下，今天你听到一个教会啊，或者基督徒指出你的罪，指出你要认罪悔改，你是怎么看他？
And we think about this today, if you hear a church or a person, a Christian, point out,You're saying that. What do you think of the church or that person?
你说你凭什么？你有什么了不起？你凭什么这样跟我说
？And people said, by what power you can say to me, and what do you have?
你难道没有罪吗？你为什么指出我的罪
？Don't you have a sin? Why you point on my sin?
大家知道吗？就是说，如果今天教会指出你的罪，我们会认为这个教会太骄傲了，是不是？太自大了，是不是
？So today, like sometimes when church point out a certain sin, we think the church is too puffed up.
但是使徒保罗说的正好相反呢。
But Paul here actually said opposite way.
使徒保罗说，教会不指出人的罪，教会才是自大自高啊。
And Paul actually saying here, if a church do not point out sin, then actually church is puffed up.
Wake up, everybody! 那我们今天认为，一个指出我罪的人， 我们就会觉得他太骄傲了，是不是？
Today we most time we think if person point out my sin, we think he is arrogant or puffed up.
使徒保罗在这里说的是什么？使徒保罗说，教会不指出人的罪，教会才是太骄傲了。
And but Paul here said, if a church did not point out sin, and the church is arrogant, is too puffed up.
为什么会是这个样子呢
？Why is that?
我们今天会认为，哎呦，你宽容，你接纳，你不要指出人的罪，我们会觉得他很谦卑，是不是
？And today there is a feeling that if you pardon, if you receive, and you are humble.
啊，那保罗说的骄傲是什么呢？就是你按照你自己的标准，你按照你自己的想法，你去对待罪，这是你极大的骄傲，因为你不按照神的心意去对待罪。
What Paul points out here is that if you according to your own standard, if you according to your own thinking to deal with sin, that is arrogant because you didn't do it according to God's way.
啊，你认为我对爱的定义是这个样子？我定义爱就是接纳罪，就是宽容罪，就是不要指出人的罪。我认为这是对的，我认为这就是爱。
Because you're thinking, I define the love like this. The love is receive everything, receive sin. That's my definition of love.
那上帝如果对爱的标准不是这个样子，那上帝说了不算，我说了算。
But if God's definition is not like this, then what God says doesn't count. What I said counts.
你说这是不是骄傲？
And is that arrogant?
你当然这是骄傲自高啊。
Of course, this is arrogant and this is puffed up.
其实呢，这种情形呢，像当年哥林多教会这种情形，今天在北美、在欧洲是非常非常普遍的，有在教会当中啊。
And the things happening in Corinth, Church of Corinth, actually today is very widely happen in the Church of America and Europe.
啊，我曾经看过一个新闻啊，就是说几年前，好几年前了，还不是现在，好几年前，瑞典有一个牧师因为公开责备同性恋，结果他就被定罪判刑坐牢去了。
And I was I think a couple of years ago, several years ago, I see in Sweden, there is a pastor because he publicly rebuked the sin of homosexual, he was put in prison.
当然，这个牧师不仅仅是指出同性恋的罪啊，他指出人贪婪的罪啊，指出人撒谎的罪啊，指出人很多很多的罪啊。
Of course, the pastor didn't only point out the sin of homosexual, but he also pointed the sin of greedy and selfish and all the other things.
但你说别的没关系，你说这个关起来。
But you can see all the other things, but not this. You will be put in prison.
今天很多教会，就像当年的哥林多教会，很多教会就认为啊，我们很 open， 我们很文明啊，我们是 high level 的教会，所以我们宽容，我们接纳，我们这才是爱。
And so many churches that we are very open, we are very receiving, and we are very tolerant. That's love.
他们把上帝对于爱的标准丢在一边，他们说我们对爱的定义才是对的。
They cast out the standard of love by God aside. They think that's the definition. Our definition is right.
你这就是保罗说的，你们太自高了，你们太自大了。
That is what Paul said. You are just too arrogant and too puffed up.
其实这个道理很简单，如果一个医生为了爱他的病人，怕这个病人痛苦，就不告诉他你已经得了癌症了，你必须要接受化疗，因为化疗太痛苦。医生说我爱你，我不跟你说。
And it's very clear if a doctor sees because I love the patient and you don't want to suffer and you just don't want to tell that patient that okay you got a cancer you have to go to the chemical therapy, but he didn't do that.
这是爱吗
？Is this love?
这是爱吗？啊，医生说你接受化疗太痛苦了，而且你不用接受化疗。
And doctor said, well, it's too painful to have the chemical therapy, so don't do it.
这不是爱。
This is not love.
这伤天害理，这是害人性命。
And this is murder.
所以这就是今天很多人说的啊，我们不要讲是非，不要讲对错，不要指出人的罪，我们就活出爱。结果导致什么呢？导致是非颠倒，没有爱，而真正的是害人，不是爱人。
And so that's what happened. There's so many so-called tolerance receiving and that type of things. As a result, it's like turned right and wrong upside down. It's not love people, actually, it's murdering people.
其实我在很多年前我在NU读书的时候啊，当时我们是做这个学生住学生公寓嘛，但我们公寓旁边有两个年轻女孩子，她们就受到一些谎言的迷惑啊，她们觉得好像她们是这种就是对同性是同性恋。
And I think many years ago when I studied at NMU, and our neighbor actually lived with two girls, and they are led by like the teacher of the world. They think. The same sex, they think they are lesbians.
啊，后来，当我们在那个地方的时候，我们第一个礼拜，我们开始就在家里就有茶经聚会，我们就把他们两个女孩子请过来呀，然后我们在我们家里茶经聚会有好长时间，哎，结果他们就从这个谎言当中就清醒过来了。
And we we start our home Bible study, and we invite them.And for a period of time, and they start to see this lies about this same sex.
然后准确的说，有一个女孩子就从这个谎言当中就清醒过来。然后我们是非常好的朋友，她来到我们家里，就像进自己家的门一样，就是非常好的朋友。打开我们的冰箱，我们那个孩子还很小，她就跟我们的孩子在一起玩啊。我们看他们就像家人一样，但是我们同样根据圣经的话指出，这不是神的心意，你们要认罪悔改。
While they are with us, actually, they are a very good friend of us. They come to our house, they can open the refrigerator, eat whatever they want, and play with our girls. But at the same time, we made it very clear to them, according to the word of God, this is not God's will for the same-sex marriage.
但是同样的呢，在我们当时大学有些教授啊，一些神学教授，也知道，就对他们也很热情 ，Hello， 很 nice， 对他们态度都很好。
But at the same time, I see some of the professor, theology professor, at that university, and they are very nice to them.
啊，我们尊重你们，你们这是你们的生活方式，我们尊重，我们爱你们。
And instead of we love you and we respect your lifestyle.
但是不会请他们到自己家里去。更不会让自己的孩子跟他们有太多接触。
But we never invite them to their family. Not even mention let the kids to play with them.
但他们从来不指出，哎，你们要认罪悔改，不讲这个话，我们宽容啊，接受啊。
But they also never point that you got to confess your sin and repent.
什么是真正的爱呢？
So what is the true love?
你真正关心他们的将来，你真正关心他们的人生，你真正关心他们以后人生要走的路，你会怎么对他？
So if you truly care about their life, if you truly care about the future and the path journey they're going to walk through their life, what should you do with them?
所以那我们今天怎么办？我们到底是要追求正确，强调正确，还是要到底活出爱？那我们到底怎么办呢？
So today, how do we deal? Should we pursue the right, or should we do love, show love?
答案只有一个，永远始终注目在主耶稣基督身上。
The only answer we can have is always focus on Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督不是我们头脑中的想象，我们永远始终注目在圣经中所启示出来的耶稣身上。
Always focus on Jesus Christ. It's not out of our imaginary of what Jesus is, but what the Bible revealed who Jesus is.
我们不是简简单单的问自己啊，耶稣会怎么做？耶稣会怎么做？然后我们去想象耶稣怎么做？不是的，我们看圣经，我们看圣经，反复的看，反复认识圣经中的耶稣，我们才会知道耶稣会怎么做。
We do not simply ask question what Jesus will do, then we imagine what Jesus will do or will not do, but we look at the Bible and read Bible and see what Jesus is doing.
那么耶稣的一生呢，完美的向我们展示了什么叫合神心意的正确和合神心意的爱。
And Jesus' life is fully perfectly demonstrate what is the will of God of love, what is the will of God of right.
我们很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉啊，在约翰福音八章记载，有一个行淫的妇人被人家抓到了。
And a lot of us are familiar with that story of a woman who is committing adultery and was captured by the Israelites.
结果当时那些法利赛人手里就拿着石头，就要拿石头要打死这个妇人。但是他们要打死妇人之前，他们先看耶稣，你怎么做？
At that time, the crowd, everyone got a stone, and according to the law, they want to stone this woman to death. And before they do that, they ask, they want to see what Jesus is going to do.
那如果说耶稣说啊打死他，那耶稣好像是正确了，就符合犹太人的那些律律规条啊，但是却没有爱。
But if Jesus said, "Well, yeah, stone them or to death," then it's meet the law, and that time is really like us, but we're without love.
那如果说耶稣说让他走啊，那就好像是展现出来了爱呀、怜悯，哎，但是却违背了以色列人的那些律律规条。
If Jesus just simply said, "Let her go," then it looks like Jesus love, but it's kind of against the law of Moses.
那么主耶稣怎么做呢？主耶稣先弯下腰来，用指头在地上写字，然后他站起来就说：“你们中间谁没有罪，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”
So what Jesus did is the first thing he's writing some, using his finger writing some things on the ground. Then he stand up and said, "Whoever we are seeing can cast the first stone."
那这句什么意思呢？就是这个女人她已经认罪了，毫无疑问的，在中间等要等死的那个女人她已经认罪，这毫无疑问的。
And so basically Jesus is saying that the woman is in the middle, she definitely knows her sin.
你们有没有认罪呢？
But do you guys know your sin? Confess your sin.
你们有没有认罪呢？首先，那个行淫的男人他有没有认罪？他跑哪去了呢？
And so what about the man who committed adultery? And where is he?
那所有你们这些人，你们是不是那个男人的帮凶呢？你们怎么就让他走了呢？
And all of you, are you just the helper of this man? How could you let that man go?
那你们在这个丑恶的罪行当中，你们到底是什么一个角色呢？
And
你们也是在其中吗？
What role you guys are playing in this ugly scene?
那你们当中，你们难道没有一个认罪的吗
？And none of you confess your sin.
啊，好，当然这些人都走。
Of course, later all those people walk away.
啊，后来耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，这些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”啊，他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，此后不要再犯罪。”
And then after they walk out, Jesus said, "Woman, did anyone condemn your sin?" He said, "No, no one." They said, "I do not condemn you, but sin no more."
啊，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，这是爱，这是恩典，这是怜悯。
And when Jesus said, "Neither do I," is the love, it's the grace.
但是耶稣后来又说，从此不要再犯罪，这是真理。
But Jesus followed up with, "Sin no more," that's the truth.
所以耶稣并没有在一个正确和爱当中去做一个选择题，没有。
So Jesus didn't make a choice between love and the truth.
耶稣把真理和爱完美的融合在一起。
But Jesus perfectly united the truth and the love together.
当然，耶稣完全有资格讲这样的话。
Of course,
我也不定你的罪，以后不要再犯罪。
Jesus has a full right to say that. Neither do I. Sin no more.
为什么呢？因为这个女人的罪，她应该受的罪的刑罚，谁承担了
？Why? Because the sin of this woman is borne by whom?
耶稣
，Jesus。
所以我们今天不要轻飘飘的说，我也不定你的罪，你有什么资格这样讲
？So today we got to be careful. Do not just like very lightly say, "I do not condemn you. I do not define your sin."
这是你的生活方式哦，你开心就好。我不说什么，我不定你的罪。你有什么资格这样讲
？And this is your life style. I don't condemn you. And what the right do you have to say that?
他的生活方式以后给他带来的痛苦，以后给他带来的挣扎，以后给他带来许许多多的煎熬，你能付出什么代价呢？你那个时候你又在哪里呢？
His lifestyle laid down very suffering and pain in his or her life. Where are you? What price you would pay for the suffering and the tribulation he's going to suffer through his lifestyle.
他的罪给他的带来的痛苦，给他人生带来的痛苦，给他将来的孩子，给他的父母，给他的一切带来的痛苦，你什么都不用付出，你一个指头都不付出，你还说我不定你的罪，你有什么资格讲呢？
You can pay nothing for the sin. His sin leads to his life, his pain, and the people around him or her that you cannot pay nothing. So what right do you have to say I do not condemn you?
所以今天很多很多的所谓的爱，就是当年哥林多教会的爱，和当年今天很多教会那种所谓的哎，我们宽容，我们不嫁接，真的很廉价。And
so today, there's a lot of love and a saying here by some people, and even in the church, said, I do not condemn this lifestyle. Those love are very cheap.
你没有真正为他付代价。
Because we didn't pay price for them.
那么，耶稣他是完美的将真理和爱结合在一起。
Jesus is the one who perfectly united the truth and the love.
好，那有人就说，那这个例子跟我没有关系啊。那耶稣做得到，那我做不到啊。那我怎么办呢？
And someone said, "Well, this example actually doesn't apply to me. Jesus can do it. I can."
那我们来看圣经中一个很平凡的人。
And but let's look at another in the Bible. It's ordinary people.
其实这个平凡的人，在我们上一次主日信息中我们看到了，就是那个给使徒保罗按手祷告的那一个。
And this last message, actually, we talk about this person, and this is the person who basically prayed for Paul at that time. His name is Saul.
当时的这个保罗啊，名字叫扫罗，他是一个逼迫教会的人，他真是个非常邪恶的人。但是神却兴起这个非常平凡普通的仆人亚拉米亚去为这个扫罗按手祷告。
At that time, Saul was the person who persecuted the church, and God actually led this very ordinary disciple and called Ananias come to pray for him.
那么在我们上一次主日信息当中呢，我们看见这个亚拉尼亚，他的平凡，他的顺服，以及他对仇敌的爱，效法耶稣那样对仇敌的爱。
And the last message we see Ananias honoring and his submission and his love for the enemy.
啊，活出像耶稣那样爱仇敌的爱。
And he lived out the life like Jesus that loved the enemy.
好，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
And let's look at the scripture.
罗马书的22章，他来见我，站在旁边对我说：“兄弟扫罗，你可以看见我当时往上一看，就看见了他。他又说，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他名，受洗，洗去你的罪。”所以这个亚拿尼亚不仅是爱。 这个罪人啊，扫罗称呼他，你是我的弟兄。他还指出他的罪，你要做什么？你要洗去你的罪。So
Ananias not only shows love towards Saul, said my brother, and he also pointed out his sin, so that you need to wash out your sin.
我们今天很多的时候，我们叫人家叫弟兄，我们向罪人敞开怀抱去拥抱去宽容，我们。 很多时候看上去好像可以这个样子。And
today we kind of open arms to everyone and sinners and embrace them. It looks like we can do that.
但是今天很多的时候，我们没有像亚拿尼亚那样说，你要洗去你的罪，你有罪呀，你要洗去你的罪。我们没有很少有人这样讲。But
many times we just stop there. We didn't follow up like Ananias. Ananias said, "Okay, you need to wash away your sin. You're a sinner."
我们要知道，当时的扫罗是一个什么样的人？他是一个大有权柄的人，他是有权把基督徒抓起来杀掉，他是到处去抓捕基督徒的人呐。
I have to remember what Saul was at that time. Is a people with power, is a person with power, has the power to capture Christians, to kill them, put them in a prison.
他是这样做，他不是没有做，他是这样做的。
And actually, he's doing it. It's not like he didn't do it.
亚拿尼亚是谁？亚拿尼亚非常平凡的人，非常普通的人。
Who's Ananias? Ananias is a very, very ordinary guy.
他哪来的胆量去跟扫罗说你要认罪，你要洗去你的罪？哪有这么大的胆量去讲这样的话？
So where the courage come from that he can speak to Saul, said you need to wash away your sin?
圣经有一句话说，爱里没有惧怕。
And the Bible said, there's a teaching said, in love there is no fear.
因为亚拿尼亚他真正爱这个罪人的灵魂，他真正的爱这个灵魂，所以他就说，你要洗去你的罪。
Because Ananias truly loved Saul, loved this soul, so he said, you need to wash away your sin.
我们今天为什么不敢对人说你要认罪，你要悔改，你要洗去？我不敢。你有真的爱他的灵魂吗？
What do we enough? Are we afraid of saying you need repenting, you need confessing your sin? The further questions: Do we truly have love to the soul?
所以我们今天看到圣经中，不仅是主耶稣，就是一个非常平凡的信靠耶稣的人，他也活出了真理，他也活出了爱。
So today we see the example of not only Jesus Christ, they're just a very ordinary person who followed Jesus. He also came to live out the life both with love and the truth.
所以，今天求圣灵光照我们，让每一个人，我们不再去做一个我要证明我是对的，你是错的，一个立自己的意这样的一个所谓的基督徒。
So today we pray that every one of us we can live a life that not like always try to prove I'm right, to try to establish our own righteousness.
当然，我们不要去做一个是非不分、一个糊涂的一个基督徒。
Of course, we're not to be a person like no right wrong and a very full Christian.
我们不要，这不是说我一定要两选一，这没有什么两选一。
There's not always like two choose one. There's no so-called two choose one here.
然后真正像耶稣那样丰丰富富的有恩典，那就有真理。
And we can truly like follow Jesus, so we can be full of grace and truth.
怎样可以这样呢？注目在圣经中的耶稣身上。
How can we do that? Focus on Jesus Christ in the Bible.
这是第一最重要的。
It's the most important one, number one.
第二呢，不要活在自己的感觉和别人的眼光当中，别人的评价当中。
And do not live in depend on my own feeling or how the other people would view me.
就是这个我们在圣诞节平安夜那个特别的聚会，包括今天的聚会啊，其实我从一个小弟兄身上我得到非常好的一个鼓励，信心的鼓励。And
from the Christmas Eve gathering and today's gathering, and I kind of learned a very important encouragement to myself from my little brother.
我们这个小弟兄。 无论是你要他唱歌，或者你要他，去读，亚利问答怎么样？其实有的时候，我们可能没有准备好啊，这话筒没有怎么好，一直没好，到他了，他就唱，他就念。
And this little brother, whether it's after singing in the Christmas Eve gathering or read the catechism, and maybe sometimes we're not even ready to do something, and the microphone is not ready, but whenever it's time.
他说：“哎呀，我看我的感觉。你说，哎呦，这个大家这里没有安静下来啊，乱乱的。哎，这个里面这么好，哎呀，我的感觉不好。哎呦，他不这样，不管自己的感觉。”
Because he is really seems to me don't care about what he feels about you know things doesn't prepare people are still like talking a lot or whatever.
哎呀，别人怎么看呢？我这个在这里傻傻的样，别人怎么看
？How do people look at me like stand on the pulpit?
不管别人怎么看
，I don't care.
活在神的眼中，注目在耶稣身上，这就是一个清新的人。Focus
on Jesus Christ, live in God's sight.
当你真正注目在耶稣身上，你看见耶稣爱罪人的心，你看见耶稣的爱，同时你看见我也是个罪人。And
when you truly live in Jesus Christ, and you see the love of Jesus towards a sinner, and realize I myself is a sinner.
我得到了这样的爱。
And I have this love.
我们就可以像亚拿那样那样。
And then we can like Ananias.
丰丰满满的，我们既活出爱，也活出真理。
And full with truth and love.
好，我们最后请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读这两处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's stand up and read the scripture on the screen.
好，我们先来读约翰福音的十一章十四节的前半部分。看到了，一起来读，起。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上，必常与我们同在。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word in the Bible.
我们从圣经的话语当中来认识、来思想道成肉身的上帝，神的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
From the Bible, we come to know the Word become flesh, Jesus Christ, Son of God.
愿圣灵光照我们，愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们的行事为人能够效法主耶稣基督。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and put the word of God in our heart, so in our walking we can follow Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在我们当中丰丰富富的有恩典有真理。
Jesus is among us, full with grace and truth.
也愿我们的生命也能够活出这又有恩典又有真理的生命。
So may our life can live out the life that with love and grace.
让我们在这黑暗的世界、充满谎言的世界，能够如明光照耀，将人吸引、带领到主耶稣基督这里来。
So in this world of darkness, we can shine a light, lead people to Christ.
圣灵怎样带领当年那个平凡的信徒亚拿尼亚，怎样的活出爱的生命和真理的生命？
How Holy Spirit leads this ordinary disciple of Ananias to live out a life of love and truth.
愿圣灵在每一个人生命中也做同样的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit do the same work in every one of us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，主耶稣基督道成肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理啊！也求神，真的是让我们能够效法主耶稣，也让我们真的是更透过神的话语，我们能够更认识主耶稣基督，我们在行事为人当中也能够。